Dad, can you test me?
Go tell your mom to test you. Leave me alone.
Mom's busy.
Mae-sam, I'm not in the mood. Go on, son.
Mom, put that aside for a minute and test me. I've got an exam tomorrow.
But we never had social studies, darling. What should I ask you?
I've already written down the questions in my book. I even underlined the answers.
All right, darling. What are the most important factors when making a decision?
Our circumstances and...
What's wrong? Where are you going?
I left something in the car. I'm going to go get it. I'll be back in a moment.
See, you don't remember. Study some more.
The possible risks and dangers.
Hi, Ahmad. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Farney.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Farney.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nice
I'm good,
see
thanks.
You. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello, Araz. How are you?
Something the matter?
No. I'm waiting for someone to bring me a parcel.
Why don't you go on inside? I'll get it for you and bring it in.
I have to receive it myself. Go inside. Do you need something?
No.
Well, go in then.
You need anything?
No. Go inside.
Goodbye.
Go inside.
Do you need a taxi?
No, thank you. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Give it to me.
You are?
I'm Mr. Farney.
I've been told to give the parcel to Shaya's Te.
I am her husband. Give it
Hold
to
on.
Me.
Hold on. Hello, Ms. Bezogme. There's a gentleman here by the name of Mr. Farney. He wants me to give the parcel to him. All right, sure. Goodbye. She said make sure you give it to Shaya's Te this time.
How much do I owe I've you,
I've already been paid.
Hello, Mr. Farney. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Tajali. How are
and
you?
And how is Shahista doing?
Good, thank you. I can't
Say
complain.
Say hi to her for me.
I will, thank you.
See you later, Mr. Farney.
Ms. Tajali.
Yes?
It's that one.
Oh, okay.
Go, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Bakshi, where are you? Okay, come quick.
All right, darling. Why isn't Mr. Bakshi here yet?
I just called him. He's coming. I'll take Mason down today.
Okay.
Go on, son.
Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, darling.
Mom!
Yes, sweetie?
Go on.
Hello, sir.
Hello there, sir. Get in, Mason.
I can buckle him up, sir.
All right. Take care, my boy.
Okay.
And don't you open it.
Can I go now, sir?
Yes, be careful. Bakshi.
Yes?
Make sure you're outside his school before school gets out.
Sure thing, I will.
All right. If someone comes and says they want to talk to Mason, don't let them.
Who?
Whoever! Strangers, people we know, men, women, whoever. The streets are dangerous these days. You read the papers, don't you?
All right, I'll be careful. Don't worry. Goodbye.
Go, take care. Drive carefully.
Sure thing.
Hello, Parastu. How are you?
Would you like to hold her?
I'd love to, but I'm scared. I'm scared I might drop her.
Oh, why should you drop him, Grandad? Come, give her to me. Come here, sweetheart. Let's go and see Grandad.
Here you go. Be careful. Give her to me. I love you. You're such a cutie. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hello?
I love you so much. Don't cry, darling.
Hello. How are you? Yes, yes, yes. No, I'm waiting for them to call me today. Yes, yes. I'm going to meet a buyer today. If they give me the money, I'll definitely come and give you the money I owe you. All right. Thank you. Goodbye, then.
She looks so much like Layla. Look at you. I love you. I love you.
Grandad, talk to me. What are you worried about? I will find them and I will bring them back to you. What are you worried about?
I spent a long time searching for them. I think they've turned their backs on us. Soraya must have said something to them.
What on earth can Soraya say to them? I swear to God, it's not what you think.
I don't know why they've forgotten about us.
Parastu?
Come here, darling.
Mehdi?
Yes, Aunt Homa?
What's the matter?
What's the matter with what?
Don't you think I've noticed how you've fallen apart lately? Have you heard about Hamid? Is that why you keep running away?
No, I swear you're making a mistake. It's not like that at all.
Mehdi, I'm not a child.
Well, I didn't find out anything special about Uncle Hamid, really. I only heard that he's ashamed of how he lost the money that Grandad had given him, that's all.
Is Hamid staying away from us because of money?
Well, sometimes some things become important to people. I'm not saying Uncle Hamid finds money particularly important. What's important for him is what you think about him, that's...
Have you spoken to him?
I haven't spoken to him directly, but one of his friends told me that he'd lost everything in a business deal, and then...
And then what?
Nothing. It's just he's decided not to face the family until he gains everything back again.
Which friend of his did you talk to?
One of his old workmates. I promised him I wouldn't tell his name to anyone.
You know, we were never like this. Hamid's changed so much.
I don't blame Uncle Hamid. When I lost everything in my business, I also wanted to run away from everyone.
Men are weak creatures.
Thank you very much. Aunt Homa. Aunt Homa. Aunt Homa, please don't be like that. I need to help myself right now, please.
You know, I have two brothers. But it's like I don't have any. One brother's forgotten about us because of the things Aunt Soraya said. And the other has left. Because he doesn't have any money. Masood would somehow fill in the empty place they left. But even he didn't stay with me for long. I could have poured my heart out to him. Doesn't Hamid care at all that Mum and Dad might, God forbid?
Aunt Homa, I know I haven't found Uncle Hamid yet, but I'm sure he's got a lot of troubles to deal with. But listen, I promise you I will sort things out by the end of this year. I don't care what's happened to Uncle Hamid. I will find him and I will bring him back to this family.
What are you telling your aunt there?
Come on, we're going to give the baby a bath.
If you don't mind, I should get going. I've got to go and see Manush.
What's wrong?
I haven't seen Manush in a long time. Whenever I went home, she wasn't there. I arranged a time to meet her yesterday, but it didn't work out. So now I'm going to see her at her workplace today.
Take care, darling.
See you later. Bye, Aunt
Homa.
Take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, darling.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what have you named her?
Tuba.
Oh, Mom said you named her Layla.
Yes, Grandad did whisper Layla in her ears.
Oh.
Manush, can't you come to work and go to university?
No, I can't do that now.
When can you?
I thought you missed this place and you came here to see me. Did Mom send you here?
Well, you can imagine it that way.
Yes, well, that's the whole problem. I keep trying to make them realize that I've grown up, but it seems to be no use at all.
They're just worried about you. Why do you have to upset them by ignoring them like this?
And when did I do that?
I don't know. Mom was telling me that whenever she talks to you and asks you a question, you just start complaining to her.
She nags, so I nag. I even told her the other day, I said, from now on I'm going to treat you the same way you treat me, so you can know how bad it is to come home and hear someone nagging all the time instead of greeting you.
Miss Faramund. What happened? Did you finish it or not? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is he your manager?
No, that's Mr. Farker. He's one of the employees here. But I've heard he likes the boss's daughter.
Who's the boss?
Mr. Rui. He's the CEO of this company. Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Rui.
Hello, how are you?
Good day, thank you. I've prepared all the letters that you wanted, sir. They're all ready to be signed. This is my
yes?
brother over here. This is Mr. Rui.
Oh,
how are
hello.
You?
Good,
likewise.
Thank you. Nice
it's
to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
You.
Quite. Quite.
Thank you.
Come in, please. Who are
I
you sitting
I don't want to disturb
here?
Anyone. I just came to see my
That's
sister
fine,
for a moment.
But please come inside.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Of course not. Miss Faramund has told me a lot about you.
That's very
come
kind
in.
Of her.
Come
Excuse
in.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Please get two cold drinks for us, will you?
Certainly.
That's
Sorry,
fine.
I don't mean to trouble you at
I'm
all.
I'm really pleased to finally meet you. Come in and sit
thank
down.
You.
Make
thank
yourself
you.
Comfortable.
I've got to hand it to you, sir. You've got a really nice office here.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, please sit
thank
down.
Thank you.
Do.
After you.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
I've really been looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you, sir.
Miss Faramund was truly a big help to us during this short period of time.
Well, I hope she was able to fulfill her duties here first.
She's been wonderful up to now.
Well, thank God for that. Mr. Rui, My family's really upset that my sister is quitting university going forward.
Who told them such a thing?
She told my mother herself.
Now look, there is no need for you to worry. I personally am a big advocate of education. I will never let such a thing happen while she is working for this company. She's only going to be taking one term off at the moment until we find a replacement for Miss Yasseri. That's it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a busybody, but why did Miss Yasseri leave?
She's about to get married. She told me she can't work and study and take care of her married life all at the same time. If your parents are worried, I'll tell your sister to go to university and quit her job as of today, no problem at all.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't want my sister to think that we are interfering in her life or taking away from her right to make her own decisions. But you're probably aware that what Manoush is studying is completely different to the work that she's doing here in this company.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Actually, I did tell her that once she's finished her degree, I'll help her by referring her to one of my friends who owns a pharmaceutical company. She can get a job there.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
Please come in.
You didn't have to go to all that
trouble,
sir.
That's all right.
Sir.
It's no trouble at all. Thank you, Ruzmir. Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Please, sir, enjoy your drink.
Thanks.
The truth is, before Miss Faraman came here, we had a lot of problems. The lady who was here before us had a child. And you probably know about the problems you're faced with when you've got a family to take care of. You know, she was constantly caught up until she finally decided not to work until her child went to school. After Miss Faraman came here, everything began to run a lot more smoothly.
Thank you very much. But my family doesn't really want my sister to work anywhere before she finishes her degree at university.
You can rest assured that I won't let her work get in the way of her studies. I'll support her just like my own daughter.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Hello, Mr. Faramond.
Hello?
Take a seat, please.
I'm fine,
thanks.
Take
a seat.
Sit down, please. Sayed, do me a favour and annul that contract, please. I found a new buyer for the workshop and I need to see him soon.
Hey, where are the checks, Mr. Faramond?
The checks? The checks are here, in my hands. Do you really think I'm going to give the checks back before I claim the compensation that you've written in the contract?
It is impossible for me to annul the contract until I receive the checks.
What do you mean? What do you mean you can't annul it? Someone answer my question. What is he saying here?
Sayed, what's the matter?
Nothing. Mr. Faramond has written a contract for his workshop and now he's changing his mind.
I changed my mind. Look at me here. Did I change my mind?
What difference does it make, sir? You don't want to make a deal with the buyer anymore.
You tell me, sir, whether it makes a difference or not. The buyer your son found for me doesn't have the money to buy the workshop. We agreed on compensation, and now I want to claim that compensation. So does it make a difference or doesn't it?
Which property did you write a contract?
It was for one of my friends. You don't know him.
Has the buyer told you he can't buy it?
He told me 2 days
ago. Listen, Sayed. Hadn't I told you clearly that I had a customer who was going to pay me cash? Didn't I tell you that I had problems, that I needed that money urgently? Didn't I tell you that I'd claim the compensation from you stated in the contract? Did I tell you that all, or didn't I tell you that clearly?
Hey, wait now. I'm not denying it at all, Mr. Faramond. You can claim the full amount of compensation. You legally have the right to do so. But I can't annul the contract until you've given me all the checks back.
Oh, really? So that means that I have to stand here and hold this envelope like this and wait around and see when this guy is going to come and find the time to sort things out with me, really? So I'm wasting my time, aren't I? Okay, thanks a lot.
Take a seat. Sit down, please.
No, thank you, sir.
Please, sit down. You're not going to get anywhere by getting angry. There are rules and regulations. Hey, Sayed, this buyer, who happened to be your friend, can't just annul the contract unilaterally. He'll have to pay the compensation if he wants it annulled.
Well, call him and then tell him that.
He's your friend. You want me to call him? How many days have you given him?
10 days.
Give me 2 or 3 days. I'll fix it for you.
I can't do that, sir. I've got debts to pay. I need the money. This new buyer is going to pay me the full amount.
Call the buyer so I can speak with him. Don't get upset. If you file a complaint, I'll support you.
He won't answer.
That's right. He won't answer the phone.
Why didn't you tell me you'd written a contract?
Because both sides were happy and the contract had already been written.
Don't you think you should have told me? Am I a rock here?
Dad, I haven't received any money from them. I was going to tell you once everything was finished.
What has he told you?
He says he can't pay the compensation.
He can't? Well, he shouldn't have signed a contract then. I'll get every last penny from him. He can't just do that.
All right. I don't care if he can or can't. Just do me a favor and annul this contract for me today. I have to make a new deal today. I have to write a new contract for my property.
You won't be able to sue him if you cancel the contract.
Then why am I here to see you? What's your job here? Why am I sitting here talking to you then?
I'll get the compensation for you. Mr. Faramand, I'm just like you. I wasn't aware of it. I never hand out contracts to customers unless they pass their checks. Did you give him the contract?
So I should be suing you then, right? All right, fine.
Why do you keep getting angry? These things happen a lot. People haven't got money in their hands. We don't want to start a war here. We want to find a solution.
Well, wouldn't you have been angry if you were in my position? I had a buyer who had the full amount of money ready. I haven't got the upper hand with him anymore. And why don't I? Because last week I said no to him, and now I have to say yes and sell my property below its market value. I spent an entire day to make a deal for this property, and here you are telling me not to get angry at you.
I'll get your compensation. You don't need to sell your property below market value. I'll work on it and sell it at the right price for you.
This guy won't do it. He says he won't annul the contract until he gets the checks.
There you go.
To hell with him and you. I'll annul the contract myself. Let's see what he's going to do about it. Listen to me. Give me 2 or 3 days. If I don't get the compensation you're after, you can go and do whatever you want to do.
Thank you very much.
I'm more upset than you are. I'll be out of business here if a few deals like that are made here. The law is on your side here. We can always sue him and give him what he deserves.
Hello? Hi, yes. Yes, of course, Mr. Shockley, of course. Yes, I'll definitely be there. I'll be there at 3 today. I'm going to call my father now and tell him to come as well, yes. Yes, please arrange the meeting for us. Yes, yes, I'll see you soon. Thank you. Goodbye. That was the new buyer.
I'm on your side. These people who come forward without any money and waste people's time, they need to be taught a lesson.
You heard me clearly, sir. I've got a meeting with a new buyer at 3 o'clock today, so what should I do now?
It's not a problem. I'll annul the contract for you in a moment and release your property. Please give me your copy of the contract.
Here you go.
Thank you. I'll annul it in a moment, and then I'll release your property. There's nothing to it. I never give my buyers the contract unless they pass their checks. I don't know what happened that day, but I wasn't here. If you trust me enough, give the checks to me. I know what to do with them. I want to teach my son and his friends a lesson they'll never forget. They can't just do whatever they want here. Saeed, send a text message to this guy and tell him to come here before I bounce his checks.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him to bring his copy of the contract.
He signed the back of it and gave it to me and told me he couldn't come up with the money.
Mr. Faramand, keep these checks with you so you can claim the compensation that you wrote in the contract.
I'm not after this kind of money. But I trusted your real estate agency. I trusted your son. This isn't the right way to treat people.
Goodbye.
This way. Come here. Listen to me carefully, Ahmad. Remember this. You've got to come here and start the job tomorrow morning.
What can I say? I really hate telling lies.
Listen, man, this is for a good cause. I already told you. My wife isn't on speaking terms with her mother. Her poor old mother's called me 30 times already asking me to create peace between the two of them. I thought I'd use painting the house as an excuse to send her to her mother's house so they can kiss and make up. So your lie will in fact be creating peace between two people. What do you think?
I don't know. I hope God will forgive me.
He'll forgive you. Why shouldn't he forgive you? He'll probably even reward you for it.
But let me tell you, though, I can't begin painting in less than 2 weeks. I'm booked out.
All right, Ahmad. You can come whenever you have the time. Just please tell my wife now that you'll be starting tomorrow morning, all right? Let's go in. And don't forget your measuring tape. Let's go. Hello? Hello?
Who is it, Fahad?
Please go in the room. Please go in the room. Come in, Ahmad.
Hello?
I don't get it. Why did you suddenly decide to paint the house?
I didn't suddenly decide. Didn't you keep saying the walls are dirty and need to be painted?
Like this? Don't you think you should have arranged it with me first?
Sir, do you want the bathrooms and the kitchen painted as well?
Yes, they're the most important sections of the house.
I'm going to check the bathrooms then, if it's all right with you.
No worries. Ahmad painted the office walls as well. I bumped into him today and he told me he didn't have any work at the moment. So I quickly brought him over here, told him to start tomorrow and finish by next week.
I will take Shader to my mother's house and then I'll come back here and pack everything away.
There's no need for that. Just take your jewelry with you. I'll get some guys from work to come here and take everything away.
No, I need to keep an eye on things.
Why should you have to do it? I'll be here. It's a man's job. Everything all right, Ahmad?
Yes.
Ahmad, I've promised her it'll be finished in a week. You can start tomorrow, right?
Well, God willing.
Thank you very much. Go pack your things.
Hey, what if he doesn't come? Will we be stuck outside?
Hey, Ahmad, can you come here for a minute, please? Look.
Yes?
I'm saying this in front of my wife. I've promised her I'll have her back in a week's time. What do you say?
It won't take longer than a week to finish. May I be excused,
sir? You can go.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Ahmad. Thanks a lot. Once you finish your other jobs, give me a call.
All right.
Goodbye,
goodbye, ma'am.
Come here, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mommy, are we going
Don't
to
worry, I'll take care of
now?
It.
Yes, darling.
Yay!
Okay, okay. Goodbye.
Let's go. I'm ready. Who was that on the phone?
Miss Jalili, let's go. I've got to go to the office after I drop
Call
you guys
Mr.
off.
Call Mr. Bakshi and tell him to bring Maysam to Mom's house, please. Thank
the car's you. With me. I'll tell him once I go to the office. Let's go.
Going to Grandma's house now.
Hey, Mom.
Yes?
Mom, where's Dad?
He's gone to Soraya's house.
Why did he go there?
I don't know. I kept telling him not to go, but he wouldn't listen to me. He said he's going to speak to her and find out why she's keeping him and Hamid apart and why she's ruined his life.
Oh, jeez. When did he leave?
I think around half an hour ago.
Oh, God. Father. Father. Why did you come here? Did you see her?
You know, I feel the same way I did when I was a child. I'm even terrified to see her.
Dad, let's go. Let's go. There's someone who wants to buy the workshop. I want you to be there.
She never liked me. She always loved Hamid more than me. She'd sometimes tell Hamid to come and hit me. And then she'd stand there to see if I would hit him back. But I could never do it. Because he was younger than me.
Father, come on, let's go. The real estate agent's waiting for us.
Once when I pushed Hamid, she came forward, pulled my ear and said, "Why did you push him? Can't you see he's younger than you?"
Father, get up, please. I want to write up a new contract. I won't make a deal this time unless you're there with me.
I feel the same way now as I did as a kid. See how my hands are shaking. My mother knew that Soraya wasn't nice to me, so she would never leave me alone in the house. One day, Homa was sick, so Mom and Dad had taken her to see the doctor. I was playing with Hamid and we ended up having a fight. Aunt Soraya heard us and came in the room.
I'll show you!
Hamid! Hamid! What's the matter now?
Nothing, we were just playing.
Did he hit you?
Who?
Are you defending him now? I've told that rude boy over and over again not to hit you.
No, he didn't hit me. He didn't hit me! Get out! Get out! Go!
This is what a rude boy like you deserves. God humiliated you to teach you a lesson, you see?
You always ruin our game! Get out of our room! Get out! Get out! Go! Go! Let's go change your pants. Mom and Dad will be home real soon. I promise I won't tell anyone, you know. If Auntie tells them, I will break her window.
When I got here, I started to feel the same way as I did back then. Back then, I always wanted to hide out of fear.
Father, please get up. Let's go. She doesn't know anything. The last time I came to see her, I found out she doesn't even know where Hamid is.
She does know. She just won't tell
us. She doesn't know, Dad. I swear, Dad. I swear to God she doesn't know.
How can you be so sure?
Uncle Astola told me. He told me that Uncle Hamid had a fight with her because of you.
Because of me?
Yes. Yes.
What did I have to do with anything?
Father, Uncle Hamid, he's got bad memories of the days when she used to hurt you both. He stopped talking to her after he found out that she had set fire to that house and how she slapped me.
Did Azdula tell you?
Yes. Come on, Dad, let's go, please. Let's go. I swear on Tuba's life, I swear to God, I promise you, I will find Hamid and I will bring him back home to us. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, that's all sorted then. Mr. Schulze, I want you to read the contract carefully before you sign it. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Faramond, here are the checks.
Thank you very much.
Don't worry about a thing. The checks have all got today's date on them.
Thank you very much.
The contract will stay with me until the checks are cleared.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the contract, yes.
God bless you.
I have complete respect for Mosen. Mosen, I'll even give you cash if you want it.
Thank you very much. You have been kind enough, as it is.
Sorry, I didn't have my money in one account, Mosen. I drew from two different accounts.
Thank you very much. It makes no difference. Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you very much. I've only got a written authority. My dad's got to sign it. Here you go, Dad.
Sign it yourself.
No, don't even mention it. I want you to sign it.
Thank you very much. In the name of God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Can I leave a bit earlier today?
Yes, ma'am. 3 p.m. You came to work at 11 and you want to leave at 3.
I know, you're right. I swear it's not my fault. My wife's sick. I took her to the hospital this morning. I've got to go pick her up now. I'd really appreciate it if you let me.
That's not good. What happened?
I don't know. We don't know either. I took her there this morning to have tests done. Let's hope to God it's nothing serious.
Hopefully she'll be fine. Here, take the car.
No, sir. There are taxis down the road. I'll catch a taxi.
Go on, Esfield. Go. You should have told me when you came here this morning. I would have told you to go to the hospital. You shouldn't leave the poor woman alone in the hospital. Go.
I've been taking so much time off work these days that I didn't know how to tell
go,
you.
Go,
Esfield. Kiss your hand.
Don't worry about
Thank
it.
You
Hopefully
very much.
She'll be fine.
Nothing. Manoush comes to one class and skips the other three classes. She's usually absent. Yeah, did you see that? She comes and takes copies of the notes and leaves. She's always sleepy, then she comes telling me I'm sleepy. See you guys later.
Goodbye.
Where were you? I've been waiting here for 2 hours.
Hi. Why were you waiting for 2 hours? I told you my class would finish at 6. And it's 6 now.
Oh, come on. You keep showing me your watch every time I say anything. Come on, let's go.
I don't want to come with you. You can't force me.
Summoner, stop fooling around and let's go.
This isn't my workplace. Stop coming up with excuses
this
again.
This is just like your workplace. It's even worse than that. Who told you to take your classes in the
I'll
afternoon?
I'll go to class whenever I feel like it.
Yeah? I don't mean anything to you then?
You don't have anything better to do.
Summoner, stop fooling around. Let's get in the car. Stop wasting my time. I've got work to do. Come.
Car? What car are you talking about?
The car on my back.
Stop being so rude in public.
You're late and you keep asking me stupid questions.
Since when do you have a car?
I borrowed Oscar's car.
So it wasn't a stupid question after all. What's the rush? If you're in a hurry, you can go yourself. I'll walk.
Come on, man. Stop wasting time. I've been waiting here for you for 3 hours.
Don't start that with me again. I told you my class would finish at 6, and now it's 6. I don't even know why you come after me. You trouble yourself and you annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, you get annoyed when I come pick you up, do you? Well, go on then. You're free to go. Open up, man.
Ah!
Oh, jeez. What happened?
What are you doing, sir? This lady was about to fall.
What is it to you, man? Get lost.
Add some manners. It's not the right way to talk.
Ismail.
I said it's none of your business. Get lost.
Hey.
Please, sir, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Please forgive me.
No need to apologize. This gentleman should learn how to speak properly.
I said get
lost,
man.
It was my fault for getting into it. It doesn't matter.
Speak properly, huh?
Hey,
what are you going to do?
Please, sir, please.
What are you doing?
Get off me.
Please, sir.
It's a shame there's a lady standing otherwise I'll
love it.
Leave him alone, man. Leave him alone. Get
in the car. Get lost. Get out of here.
Calm down, leave him alone.
I should have smashed you. I should have smashed you.
Ismail, leave
Shh,
him alone.
Get in the car.
Who was that guy, huh?
I made a mistake quitting my job. Manoush isn't your problem. You've got a problem with everyone, especially yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I'm crazy.
Pull over, I want to get out.
I said, who was that guy? He was looking out for you. I was watching him all that time. He kept looking at us.
I swear to God, if you don't let me out right now, you'll never see me again. Stop the car, I want to get out. Stop the car!
Samane.
Pull over! Don't touch me! I became certain today that I can never control your behavior.
دست و تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخ چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترانه میرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی